Attention all civilians.
You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Alone, I was lying in my bed when I heard footsteps across my floor. Thought it was my baby coming through my door.
And welcome back to the Traveling On Radio Show. And again, that is another track from Pooja Miles' latest release, Jazz and Blues Christmas. And I say that is a jazzy Christmas song. And we will be giving that away to a lucky travel trivia contest winner. And just go online and play traveling trivia towards the latter part of the month. At travelnon.com. And well, we are back with Patricia Raskin, and I believe my husband is back. Honey, you took you did some rejuvenating the last couple of minutes, huh?
I wouldn't say it's that, but you know, these things happen in the radio with connections and so forth. But in any event, Patricia, it's good to talk to you again.
Well, hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing good here.
Good. We met in Baltimore, remember? All of us. It was wonderful.
Right. We did. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of travel.
Indeed. And I know you and Tanya are having a great conversation about how you're helping people. And, you know, we want to know some of those things that can help a traveler out, particularly after they've taken a vacation. And they come back, and I've had this experience where I'm already beat by the time I get back, and I'm prepared to go ahead and book a trip the very minute I get home because I haven't gotten enough rejuvenation. Is there anything that I could do or similarly situated people can do in that kind of instance to get more out of the vacation that they just left?
Well, I think that comes from planning ahead of time. You know, I mean, really doing enough research to know what pretty much what they're going to be doing. And then understanding that if there's going to be some strenuous activity or if there's a lot of activity, that they're going to need to take breaks and look for that. You know, look for a spa, for example, or look for a beautiful nature path that you can take an hour or two and get on a walk, or look for a beach. So I think, you know, today travel plans are pretty specific. You can find out a lot about where you're going and what you're going to do. And I think that that comes from pre-planning. Now, if you're not a pre-planner and you get there and you find yourself exhausted halfway through, then stop and regroup and start asking, you know, where can I go today and what can I do to change this routine? And maybe you have to cut out one of those activities you planned because you need something quieter and more rejuvenating.
Now, speaking of which, we were talking after the break about just some of your suggestions, and I'm wondering which suggestions you actually adopt for yourself for your own rejuvenating purposes, and where you go, if there's one place or several places, depending on what you feel you need. What are some of your favorite places to travel to kind of get back in touch with who you are?
Well, one of them I described in the beginning. I really love this particular yoga resort. There are three of them. They're called Pura Vida Spas and Resorts. And again, they specialize in yoga, but you don't have to do yoga. And one is in Mai Tulum, Mexico, and the other's in Alajuela, Costa Rica. And you can log on to Pura Vida Spa. It's a wonderful place. The other thing that I have always loved for years is cruises. And I've done a lot of cruises. My favorite cruises are small ships. Small ships are more costly. They can be quite a bit more costly. But the experience is completely different from being on a large ship. And I've been on both. I've been on ships with 2,500 and 3,000 people. And I've been on ships with 300 people and 100 people. It's a vastly different experience. I mean, it really is. It's like the boutique versus, you know, the big shopping center. So mm-hmm. I love the small ships because I love the personal attention. I like really getting to know people. You can eat when you want. The times aren't as structured. The activities are freer. And I really enjoy that. And there are several cruise lines that are really wonderful that are a little more upscale. I mean, there's Seabourn and there's Radisson, which is now Regent. Mm-hmm. And there is Crystal, which is probably the largest of the small lines. That's a beautiful cruise line. And the one that I really want to go on, Tanya, that I have not gone on yet, it's in my dream plan, is Silver Sea. I really want to go on a Silver Sea cruise. It's a just a beautiful ship. I've also been on the Windstar, which is part sail and part ship, and that's beautiful too. So I do love cruises because I love the ocean. I find the ocean extremely healing. And again, I want to say that, you know, a lot of people love cruise ships that are large, and they get a lot out of that too, and there are a lot of amenities, and sometimes there are more things offered on bigger ships than there are on smaller ships. I like the quieter, the quiet, but a lot of people, you know, like more activity. So mm-hmm. I love cruises, and particularly the small lines. I do love to travel. I haven't been abroad in a little bit, in a few years, but I did go to Spain a couple of times, which is gorgeous, and my next place on my list is Italy, which I have not been to yet. But, you know, in terms of relaxation and rejuvenation, I would do a cruise or I would go on a yoga resort. If I wanted to travel and not do a cruise, I would go to Europe. I would do Italy. I would do probably Spain again. I would do France, some of the countries I have not seen yet.
And in the interim, you're enjoying some time a couple of times a week at a local hotel as you write your book. Tell us a little bit about this book, if you can.
Right, it's and nice. It's actually a few days a month, so it's like my big monthly journey during the winter when they're quiet. You know, I'm in a more resort area, so the winter is a perfect time to do this kind of a thing because they're not as filled. In the summertime, they are. My third book. It's a working title in progress, but at this point it's called The Price of the Dream, and it's how to stay the course to get the payoff. You know, I've been doing media work for 25 years, and I was ahead of my time in terms of looking at positive thinking and positive living and really helping people to see positive role models. When I first started in 82, people laughed at me. They said, oh, you know, this is ridiculous. This is stuff isn't going to sell. And it, you know, it took a long time. I mean, Oprah popularized it about 7 or 8 years ago, and I had been, you know, doing this again since the 80s. So for me, it's really about saying to people, you know, if you have a dream, hold on, but it's not, you know, this is not an easy journey, and this is not a journey for everyone. But if you have a dream and it's worth it, and it's fulfilling your purpose, as Rick Warren writes in his book, you know, you're defining your purpose or the purpose-driven life. If you have a purpose-driven life and you really have a dream, you can make it. But, you know, expect some twists and some turns and some setbacks and some excitements and some uphills and downhills and exhilaration and disappointments. All of it. It's all
there. We can certainly attest to that, and I think our journey will never end until we take our last breath, but in the interim we will take plenty of holidays to kind of regroup and recharge our batteries and not do too much. And I think, you know, that's something that a lot of people do, as you mentioned at the top of the segment. You know, they come back exhausted because they do too much, and it's very difficult to travel somewhere and not want to see everything and take everything in. And you know, and I think it, you know, you have to kind of pick and choose.
I think when I was younger, I was more into, you know, I had to follow the itinerary exactly, and if I missed something, it was horrible. But I think as I've gotten older and more mellow, it's okay if I miss something.
Yeah, and it, you know, God willing, it will be there the next time you travel back. But we thank you very much, Patricia, and I would want to invite listeners also to tune into your show. And I know you're heard on Talk Zone on Mondays from, is it 12 to 1 or?
It is from 12
okay.
to 1.
Okay. And on other stations?
I'm in Providence, Rhode Island on WPRO, which is a Citadel affiliate. And if people want to log on to WPRO.com on Sundays at noon, they can hear my show streamed live. And I'm also on VoiceAmerica.com, so I'm on three. And
Wonderful.
We're going to have you on my show, you and Ian on my show too, in February.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And we thank you for joining us today. And
thank you so much.
Our pleasure, and also a special thanks to Dr. Adam Jones. And remember, if you'd like more information about today's show or the latest in travel news and information, you can visit our website, travelnon.com. And don't forget about the trivia contest in the newsletter. As always, it's been a pleasure to share some travel time with you today. We're Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick, And we look forward to spending time with you again next week, same time, same frequency. And until then, happy travels, everyone.
Happy travels.
Looking for the latest travel book, the hottest item in travel gear and clothing? Or are you researching a destination or looking into the most current travel regulations or warnings? If so, visit TravelinOn.com, your one-stop shop for travel resources. At TravelinOn.com, that's TravelN-On.com, you can get the latest travel news and information and shop for all of your travel needs. TravelinOn.com is your premier source for all things travel. That's TravelN-On.com.
Every hour of every day, an American is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. MS typically strikes between the ages of 16 and 50 when people are building careers and raising families. Today, there is no known cause or cure for MS. To learn more about this unpredictable disease, to volunteer, or to make a contribution to this important mission, please call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. You can make a difference by helping us stop this devastating disease. Please call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. Fight MS today. Thank you.
Turn back time with smooth, clear, radiant skin. The TimeWise Care System by Mary Kay delivers anti-aging benefits you can see and feel. Discover a miracle with your anti-aging skincare program. You can enjoy softer, younger-looking skin in as little as 8 weeks. Best of all, you can try the TimeWise products for free. Visit MaryKay.com/Ms.DJohnson86. That's MaryKay.com/Ms.DJohnson86. Mary Kay, enriching women's lives.